Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy? Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming. They know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put up some millions. I flip it for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances. I took for this spot, I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. It's Canada Gang, nigga. I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Squad out of Orlando, Florida, for our intro that we've been bumping for well over a year. Like, we can't change the intro or nothing. What's happening, folks? Thank you for tuning in to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and my awesome co-host Mo Benz. What it do, buddy?
Yo, what's happening, people? What's up, Black? Ready for another edition, you know what I'm saying? Real Talk, you know how we do every Sunday. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Man, 100 plus.
Listen.
100 plus episodes in, man.
All facts.
Like 110 episodes in, once a week, every Sunday. I mean, I got a couple of people that's been reaching out to me trying to take the, trying to get me to add a new show or change the location of this show. And I told you, you know, like, I have my reserves, but you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, you know, I know what I'm getting over here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm almost like,
it's been consistent.
Not, don't fix it.
Yeah, you know, we've been consistent. Shout out to our top five, okay? California holding it down for the United States, but United States, of course, United Kingdom, number two, Canada, Australia, and Italy, or Italy and Australia. One of the two.
Shout out to y'all.
Our top five countries, you know, tuning in, doing what they do. The UK, man, listen, UK, listen. Tell a friend and another friend and another friend. I will come to the UK and do shows and all of that good stuff. I see my listener base climbing in the UK. Keep it going.
We see our
listener base climbing. Tell a friend and another friend and another friend. Huh?
In the UK. We see our listener base climbing in the UK.
Right.
Real talk.
Right. Right. And I'm bringing Mo. And I'm going to make him come out of his shell, you know, in the UK.
Oh, yeah.
So...
Right.
UK, keep doing what you're doing. Y'all climbing up them charts, man. UK, tell a friend and another friend. Every Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can listen to the archive shows. Man, I see y'all. I see y'all. Just want y'all to know that. I see y'all. Man, how was your week, boss?
My week was good, man. My week was really, really, really good. Really, really awesome week, as you would say. You know what I'm saying? One of the awesome weeks this week. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, basically, it's just, you know, the fall, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to, you know, shorter days and longer nights as we, you know, bring back on the time. But, yeah, it was just chill, man. Like, I went to a nice mixer last night. Like, actually, like I said before, I joined this show. I used to have another show. And we used to do the show out in Williamsburg in Brooklyn, and it's called WTN. It was WTNR Radio. And kind of had like a little reunion last night. So, you know what I'm saying? It was good. Just met some new people, you know what I'm saying? And it was just good, man. Good energy. And then, like, a lot of just some of my old associates just came through. And we was able to just chop it up, man, and just have a good time. And it was just a lot of love. So that like, highlighted my week. Yeah, and then another thing, shout out to my wife. We got on some my wife, she – like, basically, we doing these, like, stock kind of classes, you know what I'm saying? So that's been going pretty well, too, man, because now I'm just, like, starting to really learn how to read that shit, like, the, you know what I'm saying? So I'm all about this money, man, in 2020. So it was just good, man, just good energy, just everything's flowing. And like I said, I feel like I'm really ready for the winter. Like, this is the first time I've been prepared. Not the first time I've been prepared, but I'm just ready for, like, you know what I'm saying? You know how, like, a bear hibernates? I'm not looking to hibernate or nothing like that, but, you know, you be prepared for the winter, eats and get all this, you know what I'm saying? So you just get right and sleep and all that stuff. But, you know, so that's how I feel. So how was your week?
Oh, man, awesome. First of all, I want to give a shout-out to Slay Queens Magazine, just it's spelled, just how I'm saying it, Slay Queens Magazine, Slay. I actually have a feature that was released today for that magazine. Woo-hoo. So, you know, shout out to you guys. If you guys are on my social media, I think that I'm going to put the link. I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to put the link in my Instagram bios. Of course, if you go to my website, you can actually connect to both of my Instagram pages. But I'm going to put the link in my bios and, you know, promote it or whatever. I'll do that for about a week and then change it back, or unless something else comes up. So, you know me, I stay working. So kudos to them for the nice feature that they did, straight to the point. Let me see. What else I did? Shopping. So here was my conclusion. And I touched on this a couple weeks ago with you, and I was like, I wanted to redecorate my house. And you know me, if I say I want to do something, you know, I can say it today and do it tomorrow. So I had decided to – I actually decided probably a month ago, close to it, that I was just going to redo my whole house. And when I say redo my whole house, that means everything from the floor to the ceiling, from one wall to the next wall. Like, you know, I just want to redo everything.
Just redoing so, all new everything.
I'm like, we're going into a new decade. Why not? You know, if
That's
I don't do it now, I probably will never do it. So, you know, I'm like, okay, let's do it. So I've been, like, really on that the whole weekend. It's really just been like, okay, let me get this and let me get that. You know what I'm saying? And yeah. Amazon has been my best friend, and a couple of furniture stores around here, and eBay, of course. But, yeah, I'm redoing everything in my house. And that's been kind of fun and exhausting. So I'm looking for some paintings, some African paintings and so on and so forth like that, my statues and stuff. So, yeah, you know, that's been, like, my weekend, per se, just really putting everything in perspective to finish this project that I want to do. And, you know, just really bringing stuff to you guys as it drop. I know that I did an interview. I got a couple more projects, put it like this, that's going to drop. And it hasn't dropped yet, so I can't give you the information on it. But definitely check out Slay Queens Magazine, and I'll put it in my bio link on Instagram so you guys can check out the little feature in that magazine that I did. And I'm appreciative, but, you know, that was my week, man. Pretty much laid back, but getting the job done.
Sweet.
Smooth, what it do?
My man, Smooth the Hustler.
I'm just listening to y'all niggas talking about redecorating your houses and shit.
What's wrong with that?
I want some African paintings and a dick statue and all whatever the fuck that
is. You know what? Soon as you said that shit, too, like at my, you know, the mixer I went to last night, like, we was talking about, like, traveling and shit like that. And my homeboy, you know, he went to Egypt last year. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, God willing, hopefully I can make this happen this year for me. But he was like, yo, man, take this Egyptian picture. And just as you were talking about the, you know, your art and everything, I just realized, damn, I forgot that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, fuck. You know what I'm saying? And I was just like, fuck. Like, fuck. Like, you know what I'm saying? I had a dope picture, and I left it over there. So I just thought about that shit, too. Crazy.
I was looking at something on Instagram last night or today. You know, I'm always looking at the different stories and all this stuff. And the guy, I forgot who it was, but he was talking about how he's watching these shows. You know, God, who is this? I think I probably was watching a mukbang, you know. I actually love watching mukbangs, and, you know, I got some stuff that I'm about to do, you know, myself. So, you know, you look and you learn. But I'm thinking for sure. Yeah, it was.
I went to your YouTube channel, man. I was like, man, this nigga wasting my time. You better entertain me.
Man, listen. Right now, I'm coming along. So, you know what?
Entertain me. Shit, I don't want to see nothing about your fucking nails. Man, I said, man, let me give her some views, right? Man, this nigga up in this bitch in a nail shop. I said, nope, can't do it.
That's old.
Yeah, that's old.
But it's on there. So you got to have content. Like they say, you know, listen, I look at all of these people, like I say, just put content up. And as long as you put content up, you know, you just grow and you get bigger and bigger. Of course, unforeseenly, I have to move. So once I put up the whole studio, I can sit down and do 30-minute, you know, videos and stuff. So anywho, I was watching Scott V, right? And Scott V is Eat With Q's boyfriend.
Oh, Lord.
And so he was saying
he was talking about this show, and it's
black, you know, it's rappers and stuff like that, and they sit down and they get high, and then they watch, you know, alien shows,
so
and they talk
about,
you know, shows to see, you know, and they talk about is aliens real and so on and so forth, and he said they started to talk about how, you know, we have these big pyramids and, you know, these hands and so on and so forth. And there was no way, we didn't have the technology back in the day to build these things. So how did they get built? You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
So, you know, it was kind of cool. it was actually kind of cool because, you know, they were making some cool-ass points. You know, you can't go off what's in the book. You can't go off what the man says was done, so you know that there's something else because, of course, the man is going to put everything on themselves. You know, white man is the conqueror. So, you know, the white man, they built and did everything, but we know that's not true at this point. So, yeah, that was kind of cool. When you spoke about Egypt, you know, I thought about Scott V and conversation
that
he's having.
We had some deep conversations.
Yeah, like how the hell did that? It made you think, like, damn, how did they get the pyramids? You know,
that's
how did
I'm
they get Mount Rushmore? They didn't have the technology for that back then. Are you kidding me?
It's deep.
Man, that shit ain't deep. That shit ain't deep at all. At the end of the day, man, for everything you gain, you got to lose something. That's the price you pay for technology. For everything you learn, you have to lose. Simple as that.
What
you
mean by
that? So now these motherfuckers, it's getting to the point where, look at it like this. It's getting to the point where people refuse to put their car keys in the ignition, right, because they don't have to. So now these same smart woke-ass individuals, right, are going to, well, let's say a Waffle House, because this should keep happening at fucking Waffle House. They're going to a Waffle House. They're starting their cars. Right, on the outside of Waffle House. Now, you're not supposed to be able to drive off without the fucking key. But guess what? People are driving off without the fucking key. And as soon as they make a stop, guess what? They'll never be able to start their car up again.
Okay. What they got to do with it? Okay.
So look at it like this. When it comes down to technology, No. See, look at all the old castles, right, that Africans built in Egypt. Look at all the old castles that Africans built in Spain, right? No. I said castles because they built the castles. Learn your history, my nigga. So,
castles in Egypt,
right? Yeah, they built castles in Egypt just like they built them in England. Them English motherfuckers, they don't know how to build no castles, though. We taught them how to do it. So when you look at all these fucking castles that's built in England and Spain and shit like that, they lost that ability. That ability is gone. You see what I'm saying? When you look at all those fucking pyramids in Peru that was built, we can no longer build those bitches with all the technology we have now.
Yeah, so what that's the point we're saying.
We're smarter than a motherfucker. No, stop. For everything you learn, you lose something. You do realize that, right? The smarter you get, the dumber you get. Because you forget the basics.
Okay, so I kind of can understand where you're coming from.
We get it. All right, so the topic tonight.
Yeah. Oh, I hang y'all asses off. We kind of get it. No, y'all niggas don't get it.
All right.
Just say you don't get it.
So the topic tonight.
Nah, fuck that. Say you don't get it.
I kind of get it.
No. Say you
don't do it. I see.
Because when you look at medicine, right?
But I think it's
for all these smart ass motherfuckers with all this medicine and shit.
Yeah.
The original medicine, as far as plants are concerned, is being forgotten about.
In certain circles,
just like technology to today.
Yeah.
Depending on who you are, depending on what
you
know.
Everybody forgot about it. You know what I'm saying? Depends on the.
Nah, well, enough people forget about it on mean shit. What?
Can you
no.
live with your ex after a breakup?
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
Hell
I
yeah,
to
man.
Get to it,
when
so.
It comes down to saving money, shit. Man, me and my bitches, we cool. You still gonna suck my dick. You stay at my house. Fuck wrong with you. But yeah, we can stay together. We're gonna come together, you know what I'm saying? And we're gonna get these bills right. That ain't shit. What the fuck you mean? Can I live with an ex? Can I save money? Nigga, I love saving money.
Shit.
Okay.
Can you save money? You know what I'm saying? Can you make
well,
money?
Well, man, what about you?
Can all right. So let me see. All right. What about I was writing down some notes on this thing. Can you live with your ex after the breakup? First, I was like, it's going to be toxic, you know, because you essentially is just going to just dissolve into being just roommates. So first, I was like, you know what? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Or no. But then after I thought about it, I kind of took on what Smooth just said. Like, it all depends, you know what I'm saying? So it may be all good. Sometimes all that other shit get in the way. And, you know, maybe y'all are just destined to be roommates, you know what I'm saying? And especially in the New York City economy, you know what I'm saying? This is a whole different ball game out here. So, you know what I'm saying? If you're in a situation where your shit is right, you know what I'm saying? Then y'all break up and, you know what I'm saying, y'all kind of like start over and, you know, finding places there. Now the rent or whatever you were paying is going to be just so much more because you're moving and the gentrification has changed the prices. So, you know, you probably get a lot of I'm sure in New York, you know, here you get a lot of people that have been broke up. They just making the shit happen just because, like Slew said, it's just saving money. So, but then, and like I said, it gets interesting, you know, interesting because, like, if y'all are just exclusive, now y'all breaking up, so now y'all open, basically. Now how that's going to work, you know what I'm saying? You want to bring a significant other to the house and vice versa, you know what I'm saying? Like, so that's when this shit get a little crazy, but it might be able to work, you never know, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, if you can just leave and start fresh, maybe that's a better bet, but if you can't.
Man, I remember this bitch named Deborah. You know what I'm saying? Me and my partner, we went over there to smash this hoe. And this hoe was staying with her ex. You see what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. I felt kind of weird because this nigga was down so well. We was up there smashing and shit. But, hey, it worked out for them.
Damn. And they was but it was broken up. And then you and your homeboy just...
Yeah, he looked crazy, too. But that motherfucker looked the maddest motherfucker. We was up there tearing that pussy up.
That's what I'm saying. You might that and so then, but here you go, Smooth. This is when my pimp shit come in hand. You know what I'm saying? So if we ain't fucking with each other, pimp shit. You just said you and your roommate came over there.
You know, most where he a pimp from somewhere,
fuck
one
that.
Of his lives, yeah, lifetime.
Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just
you trying to tell the bitch.
Fuck that. You just said it. You and your homeboy came through y'all smash, and then y'all was just laughing at dude, and he just like looking. Piss. Like, what the fuck? You might
right,
just say, well, like,
I don't know what type of nigga you is, but I know I ain't no trick. So, all right. I don't know.
Hey. But at the same time, you just say, you have a conversation. If y'all go out to dinner or whatever, you always make sure you pay and, you know what I'm saying, and do that thing. You said that, right?
Yeah, if I take you out, if I invite you out, bitch, I mean, fuck yeah, I got you.
Okay, so that's 10, what thing you paying for it? It's just
okay.
The other shit is just cutting right to the point. It's the same thing, Smooth.
Yeah.
Same shit.
Yeah.
You
okay.
Add up all that shit you paid.
You have to
analogy. So y'all
would
just,
fuck all that extra shit. Like, all right. All that shit you would have paid to take her out, you just pay that shit right now, and y'all just cut to the chase.
Hey, nigga, if I feel like going out, then we going out. If not, then I mean, shit. But all right, yeah. So anyway, Black, your turn. what ex you staying with?
None. Like y'all talking about saving money, and on a female standpoint, not one. No, I can't live with my ex. Here's why. Me being a female. Okay, you can sit down and look at it at like, okay, we can save money. If I do say, okay, we can stay together, that means that in my head I'm like, okay, well, maybe, you know, we can work on getting back together. No, you can't bring nobody to the house, X, Y, and Z. So the only thing is that we're going to be sleeping in two separate rooms, and that won't be for long because you might as well be with that person. But just like, okay, we done broke up, and we at our wits' end, and we can't do it no more, and then we break up, like... And be in the same house? No, hell no. Like, are you kidding me? Fuck no. No, I don't want that energy. I don't want to put you in a shell and be like, okay, you can't have nobody here when you paying bills and I'm paying bills here. It'll get complicated. And I can't sit back and say, okay, this is somebody that I loved and I cared for. And, you know, we were together enough for us to live in the same household. And then I'm going to be okay with you bringing somebody else there and you giving them what was mine. No, I ain't made up like that. No. Whatever I don't see is good. Yeah, whatever I see,
it's
good with me.
Or don't
break up then.
Don't ever in on a place with somebody, because that
right,
that could
like
happen.
Today's society, man, motherfuckers are broke.
Right, but we can be broke. But it won't be.
Just, you know, they have to do it.
It'll be known at the door.
Yeah.
Okay, if we move together and we don't work out, we will finish, you know, this lease out, and then we will move. But if we don't work, neither one of us can bring nobody else in here. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
if you feel
yeah.
like you want to go out and do what you do, then okay.
Bitch. You know what I'm saying? I pay bills and that bitch. I'm getting my dicks up. But I ain't about to do a fuck around and creep around and go somewhere else when I'm paying bills and this motherfucker. It is what it is. Fuck you gonna do? I'm on the
Well, that's
too.
The thing. That's the whole understanding. We wouldn't have an understanding, so we would never live together. So that's what, you know, like, because most people don't put enough effort into making stuff work anyways, right? Maybe you needed that time apart. Maybe you needed that time for us to not sleep in the same room for you to realize, like, okay, I'm tripping. Maybe you need them 2 weeks to be like, okay, I'm tripping, babe. Let me come get back in my bed. And if I was to agree, that's what I would hope would happen. Like, okay, we resolve our differences. You know, we give ourselves time to work things out. A lot of times people don't give, you know, situations enough time to, you know, pan out. And that's a problem. So, you know, it's just one of those things. Like, no. No, I don't want your energy. I don't. When we done, we done. Yeah, no. Mm-mm. I need to be in control of how I feel and what's going on. And I wouldn't be in control if we was in the same house.
I think the only thing is
just don't move in with a motherfucker, I'm telling you right now. Because like that's just happening more and more. With these new millennials and shit, these motherfuckers like, look, that shit happened a lot. I done went to many bitches' house like, man, who this nigga is like you? Oh, this is my ex. I'm about to smash his ass. You gonna leave, you gonna just watch or listen or some shit. It is what it is.
You know, you just got to move accordingly because, you know, you're in a vulnerable position. You know what I'm saying? You smashing old girl and they crib. You know what I'm saying? You smashing, so you in a vulnerable. You ain't like you got your clothes on and shit like that. So somebody roll in on you. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, nigga, man, if it happens, it happens.
So you get kind of crazy. You know what I'm saying?
If I get it, if it happens, it happens. Bitch ain't coming to my house.
Move accordingly. You know what I'm saying? That's move accordingly. You know what I'm saying? But that shit do happen.
I did. I moved accordingly to her house.
So. Yeah, to your house, right? You was like, all right.
No, to her house.
To her house. Okay.
Yeah, I went to her house. That's how I found out that she was staying with her fucking ex. That shit happened. At first, I thought it was weird, but when I start to think about it, it's happened so much in the last few years to where it's actually becoming normal.
He got to be pissed off like, dang, she just let two dudes come in here and smash her, and this was my lady. He got to feel some type of way about life.
That nigga right there, look, that nigga was just a hoe. You see what I'm saying? Because
look at that.
When me and my partner, we ran through him, you see what I'm saying? Like, yo, me and my nigga, I'm like, yeah, bro, we about to tear this pussy up, man. She killed him.
She did both of y'all while he was there.
Hey, bro, look. Yeah. Hey, bro, motherfucker, matter of fact, I had to come back like 2 weeks later because I felt like
a get it again.
Because she handled us. No, I took care of this the second time. But the first time, yeah, she whooped my ass.
So that's what I'm trying to say. So if she would disrespect,
ooh, shit.
Whatever, if she would
hey,
do that,
with that and they had number condom rappers underneath the bed. I'm like, what the fuck?
Look at that shit.
Yeah.
So if she doing whole shit like that, why wouldn't I do? Come on, man. All right. So that couldn't be me.
Calm down.
Yeah. Look what you just said. You just did it. Look what you just said.
Man, look.
You and your homeboy came through and smashed. You said you came back and smashed again. Like, she do what the fuck?
Yeah, I had to come back. I had to get my manhood back.
She smashing dude in the crib. That's it. That's a hole right there.
That's all
right.
That was over 10 years ago. But what I'm saying is, now it's getting to the point where so many people, they financially can't roll out of the lease. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it could be a 1-year lease, 2-year, 3-year, depending on, you know what I'm saying, the landlord or et cetera, et cetera. So more and more people are breaking up, but they still staying together because they cannot afford to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Let's say it does come to a point where it's time for them to leave. But now both their credit scores, depending on if motherfucker got a car and shit, is not sufficient enough to leave again. So now so what they wind up doing is signing another fucking lease.
Yeah, I'm telling you that first-hand experience. I deal with this every day. This is a topic of conversation for me every day. You know what I'm saying? Like,
sure.
That shit get complicated, man. You better make sure, even if you stay with somebody that you, especially if you're on the outs, that your credit and income is game tight, because you're gonna be stuck. Y'all break up. You can't get an apartment in New York City if you don't have 680 or above credit and 40 times the rent income. And a one bedroom is gonna start at 1700. So you do the math. 1700 times 40. You know what I'm saying? That's what, 60,000, something like that. So you gotta have that to be able to move. If you don't, and if you ain't got one or the other, it ain't gonna work. You gotta have 60. You gotta have both. You know what I'm saying? So that happens. And then another thing that happens, I think people, especially families like that, you know, if they got kids, they might not even be feeling each other no more. They didn't basically broke up or divorced or separated, but for the sake of the kids, you know, they might try to make it work. You know what I'm saying? Just because they got kids to raise, you know. So this is a complicated subject. I mean, this is definitely something that happens.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, yeah, it's happening more and more now. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
fucking a hotel room, bitch, you broke anyway.
But my thing is, if like you just said, you made one point. You said, you know, people, you know, they don't have the money to move out, and if you paying bills, you know, that's you're gonna do what you wanna do. Well, you don't have to have the money, but if she can give you her stuff, then you need to go stay with her. You know what I'm saying? It'll be no come in to snatch nobody else at the house. If that was something that we had to do, if there are circumstances saying, okay, this person couldn't move out, it would still be no company at the house. Like, no home, no, this my friend, girl, this just my friend, none of that. No, we ain't been having just friends come over. We ain't about to start. So that's just for me. There's no way in hell
I can fathom that, put that together. Yeah, all right.
Okay, especially if the sex was good, and then you in here, and I hear you tearing somebody back out. Man, I set that whole no.
I mean, better though. How do you gonna join in or shut the fuck up?
No, y'all better run when y'all smell smoke, motherfucker. No, it's going down.
Fucker, hey, nigga, you burning the outside, I'm burning up the inside. What's up?
Yeah, I'm not going.
No, so, that's the risk you take. That's why I don't see. I attempted once upon a time to congregate all my bitches under one roof to save some fucking money. But
wow,
at the same time, I'm not built like that. If we're not married, my nigga, you're not living with me.
Oh, okay. You came to that conclusion after you already tried it. So
I came to that conclusion before then. But the only reason why I did it was because the particular job I was working at, there was it was going out of business. You feel what I'm saying? And this was before I started traveling or whatnot. So to save money, and so everybody can put in, you know what I'm saying, combine all our resources and shit, I'm like, well, fuck it, I got a house. What's that, man? Everybody just move in together. Look, this is you, y'all baby mamas. Bitch, y'all had the same dick. Shut the fuck up. We're going to do this together.
I got you. You had to squat them up real quick. You know what I'm saying? Fucking squat up.
Female, boy, look.
How did you get from under that? You copped
it. Man, let me tell you something.
They got out of ego, right?
Yeah. Females got egos. These motherfuckers, they try to play the hierarchy role and shit, man. It was just like, these bitches trying to cut each other's throat on the split, ratting, snitching on each other.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, man. Look at that.
Yeah, it ain't working out. Like, y'all just gotta go. Fuck this. But now, luckily for me, I had wind up going to Afghanistan and shit like that. So I had enough money to kick everybody out and put them in their own little spot.
Gotcha.
But if not, I don't know, I probably would be in jail with some shit.
Yeah, man. You know, of course, I'm a hashtag happily married man. You know, I live with my wife, but, you know, we go through our situations where, you know, you just want that space, but, you know, you come back around. So I'm just saying, and I'm just with my wife. So I can imagine what you just saying. You got three women all in the crib. You know what I'm saying? Like, wow. You know what I'm saying?
You know, Smooth is extra. He going to always have a lot of women around at one point or another. Yeah, they can get their own place when they move out.
That's right. But, like, as far as all the bitches staying together with a nigga again, never again. I learned my lesson.
Yeah.
That's why I be looking at you and shaking my head when you talking about you want, like, 2-3 bitches in the house. Fuck that.
Shit.
Fuck that.
No. Yeah.
No.
Shit, too. Like, I'm just saying, I said, if I was ever to be single again, like, if it didn't work out, like, I would just want my own space, man. I definitely wouldn't want to share nothing with nobody. You know what I'm saying? You come over and we relax and enjoy ourselves while you in my place, like what Smooth is, right? You know what I'm saying? Then after that, let me show you the door.
Yeah, you got
to
go.
That's it ain't bad.
Man, look, don't get me wrong. I love your company and shit, but boy, when it's time to go, I'm happy for you to leave.
Exactly. Like, that shit is nice, man.
You can't even sleep the same.
At that point, you meeting females on their best terms, man. They on their best behavior. You know what I'm saying? When they start dealing with you
let me tell you about the bed, right? You be sleeping in your bed, and the bras be in your bed and shit. It be feeling all good, right?
Yeah.
But feel better when they ain't in the bed. You sleep better.
Yeah.
Or you can throw your leg up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That bitch would be all extra wide. Like, fuck it. Like, whee! When they in the fucking bed, you just confined to that one little spot, man. Fuck that. That's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Why my arm tingling?
Yeah.
Bitch, I'm losing blood in my arm. Bitch, get off my arm.
Exactly. Move. Yeah.
I got to maneuver. I got to do ninja moves out of my bed so I can go take a piss. Bitch, I'm too over this.
Yeah. Women wild, too, man. You know what I'm saying? Taking a cover and shit from you and shit when they turn over. How that shit go.
Oh, man, we ain't going to talk about the cover.
Right.
If ain't nothing worse than a motherfucker farting in your sheets, and you know they farted, but they don't say excuse me because they sleep. Like bitch, if that woke me up, I know you woke too yet. Say excuse me.
Right. That's what you're like, all right, it's time for you to go. You know what I'm saying? You're like, all right.
I'm about to put the covers on your head. You about to breathe in your own fart, bitch.
This your last night you hit.
Now, how the hell did we get on this topic? Ain't we supposed to be talking about fucking exes and
Yeah, y'all losers, because y'all don't take nothing serious, and y'all not taking it serious. I'm like, serious. And these jokers talking about saving money.
Yeah, I mean,
and,
what was the inspiration?
Nigga, no,
you know
that was serious. Saving the loot is fucking serious. Fucking ain't you.
No.
Yeah,
that's
mean,
serious.
It's not.
Yes, it is, because it don't make no sense for a motherfucker to break the lease, right? Because, like, if you break that lease, ooh, sweet baby Jesus, it ain't the same. Like, if you're not financially stable, you breaking that lease is like a fucking death sentence.
Yeah.
So that is
credit.
Serious shit. You see what I'm saying?
Credit.
And then a lot of times, the motherfuckers might move in together thinking that they're going to stay together, right? But they put that investment in, but shit happens. Shit happens all the time. Like
it
I
does.
Said, nigga, you probably needed a fucking car. And you wind up getting too many inquiries. You get a fucking inquiry, your credit score go down. Like, damn. So, like, now you're below the threshold. So, like, yeah, saving money is fucking serious. Well, to me, it may not be serious to you.
It is, but I've always, like, I want to save, but I've always been the type of, if it don't work, then I'm okay. And that's one thing I'm trying to break myself out of, because it's just, I've always been so independent. And it's like, okay, if it don't work, my peace and my sanity is worth more to me than having extra money. So
oh,
I will pay all
that
shit on my own before I let my peace and my sanity be, you know, be bothered.
I tell you what, if I was not where I'm at in my life, and the bitch talking about breaking up and leaving, and this bitch try to put me in a fucking bind, Hey, look, bitch, I'm about to put some insurance on you.
Wow.
Yeah, hey, fucking right. That's going to be my
But,
piece.
I mean, that's just like now, like, boom.
What's up?
I'm spending, like, a lot of money on redoing my house, like, a lot. And anytime that I'll say, like, man, I'm just finna, you know, get into a relationship, you know, so we can stay under one roof. Like, I don't think that that works for me. I actually don't think that
you
me living with somebody is it. I just don't think that that's it for me. I'm too funny acting, or they got to be just like where I am, too funny acting. I care too much. You know, I have children. My children are, you know, this is, you know, they're going to be home in their own home. I don't want nobody feeling no type of way. And, like, I just don't think that that's for me at this time.
This is why divorce
is going to be me and my children as far as living together. Like, I mean, you know, relationships, that's cool, but just us being in the one roof, I just don't see it happening. And, God, I would love to have somebody, you know, staying, you know, living with somebody and able to stack money and so on and so forth, but I've come to the conclusion that my life just isn't that easy. And that's why every accomplishment that I get, I appreciate that much more, because my life just ain't that easy. I have to grind and hustle for everything that I get.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a big time reason why divorces happen. I think people are just sick of staying with each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, it get monotonous. You know what I'm saying? To some people, you know what I'm saying? And it's just like you just want your space, and you know, because I got two homeboys that.
I hate the way you breathe, bitch.
Yeah, that happened, that too. You know what I'm saying? They bought a house together with the, you know, with they females, and you know what I'm saying, and all that shit. And now they done both dipped out the crib. You know what I'm saying? Like, my one homeboy, I told you how, you know, his situation with the little young chick, and you know what I'm saying, how that menage a trois just went left. You know what I'm saying? But they had it. But they had a crib, you know what I'm saying? Nice crib, chilling, you know what I'm saying? Nice crib, too, you know what I'm saying? And shit.
Yeah, I'm okay with my boys. Like, you know, like, I have people in the house. I'm like, if my boys, like, both of them are gone for, like, a week or something, like, they go to Florida, whatever the case may be, I'd be here like, hell to the no. Like, this, I don't like
what
this. But I'm okay with my boys, and that's why I work as hard as I do. It don't have to be a man, because I don't want my children to see men in and out. You know, my oldest son is now 18, and, you know, he out the way. But, of course, you know, at any point, where if he have to come home, you know, he got to come home. And, you know, I have, you know, the other two, and it's kind of like, you know, I'm not big on them seeing people coming in and out. Nope. And them having their own space and being comfortable is important to me. That's more important to me than having a man living with me, you know? So, no, I've come to the conclusion that I'm okay with just my kids being
now.
At home.
That's
yeah.
Where you at now. Well, hold on. That's where you at now. But you might, this your mind's thinking right now. What is today? November 3rd, 2019, right? Yeah, right? But
what?
2 years from now or 3 years from now, whatever, now you might get on some baby boy shit. Like, you know, you meet some dude and, you know, mama got a life too. You know what I'm saying? You might get on some shit like
hell
that.
Hell no.
Like,
mama ain't got no life no turner.
Right,
like, no, like, this ain't my first rodeo, so, you know what I'm saying?
But
like, even if,
that,
like,
change. Circumstances change.
Yeah, but, you know, it's okay, I can have a man now, that's not it, like, you know, I'm not saying that I'm not saying what my status is right now, I'm saying as far as living together,
well,
like,
because, well,
you know,
because I'm going to tell you another thing. I'm gonna tell you another thing. What happens, especially in single parent homes? I mean, you know, I'm just saying this from experience. Once you get to a certain, all right, if you're raising a son, right? Once the son get to a certain age, and the pops ain't in the crib and shit like that, you start to just be the man of the house. You know what I'm saying? So it's to the point that you and your mom's beefing. Like, hold up, like, she trying to tell you what to do. You like, yo, You know what I'm saying? And that gets to
but
be
no,
a certain
because
thing.
you got to, and that's a part of growing. You have to learn how to love each child the way that they need to be loved. You're going to love each child differently. You know, each child is going to require something different of you. If I'm going to be talking about me and my kids in the house, then, you know, you get it right. You're going to be taking care of your mama when she get old, you know. So it is what it is. My children, like, before the way that I was raised, it was like, when you get 18, you get out. And that's all that I ever heard. When you get 18, you're getting out. And so anybody knew me, when I was 18, I was running circles. You know, I was running circles around, you know, some of these chicks that's sitting out here now. They got Instagram and the internet. We didn't have none of that. And I was running circles. And I was eating. But the thing is that that's what I saw. You know, ooh, I can't wait till you get 18. For my first son. And I felt like that was how life goes. Like, when you get 18, you're supposed to move out. You know, like, you're supposed to be out here. 10 toes down, getting to it, or whatever. But I don't feel that same way anymore. You're not ready. My 18-year-old is not ready to be out on his own. And he's in Florida. So just to say, like, the one bedroom in Florida right now is like $800-$900. My 18-year-old cannot afford that on his own. Like times have changed, you know what I'm saying, dramatically. Yeah. He can't afford to live on his own. So then that makes me understand when I'm in a situation, I can't really say when you're 18 you got to get out. For the most part, these are my children. When they can stay with me for however long they got to, as long as they making something out of themselves and doing what they got to do.
I'm going to hit you with another thing.
Hell no.
I can't believe I'm listening
to this bullshit right here.
Go ahead.
Like, first of all, you have 18 years to prepare your child to be independent. That's the whole purpose. See, that's the problem. Motherfuckers forget the whole purpose of you have 18 years until you get the fuck out. In those 18 years, right, it's your job and it's your responsibility to teach them how to be independent.
Yeah.
So that they can go.
Everybody don't cut it the same. You can talk.
If you don't think I'm a bona fide hustler, that means you're supposed to teach your kids how to be a bona fide hustler.
Exactly. So you don't think I taught him that.
So, like, for 18 years, you're supposed to be preparing him. If he don't, if it's either you sink or swim. Simple as that.
Well, he's not thinking. That's just the whole day. You know, I mean, as a man point of view, that's going to be your point of view. But ain't no such thing
as
thinking. And that's what you said, your son. Everybody don't get it.
Once some 18 years come, dog,
it doesn't matter. Everybody don't get it.
Because
at the end of the day, right, you have to fester. You have to manifest that ability to hunt. You see what I'm saying? Men are supposed to hunt. So if they always have that safety net, they'll never develop the skills to hunt.
That's a fact. That's true.
That. So, like,
that's
once
true.
You turn 18, dog, look, it's time, dog. Be a dog with it. Be a dog
with it.
He can be at home
and save his money and still be
the same millionaire.
No,
look at Tyra Banks.
Yeah, he came
Tyra
here at
Banks
home
stayed at
mentally.
Home with her mom until she got married.
Tyra Banks is a broad. Tyra Banks is a female.
That's
I'm talking about men.
But that's what I was about to ask you, Smooth. So, Smooth, on that same token, though, what about a daughter? What would you do in that case at 18? You kicking her out, too, or what?
Yeah, she got to go.
I raised my kids the same. Simple as that. All my children are being raised the same.
I'm not about to fuck around and pacify my daughters. I ain't about to fuck around and neuter my daughters to where, like, they need a fucking man. No, babe. No. Because anybody you're going to roll with is going to have the same mentality as your fucking dad. Simple as that.
My kid is not ready, and he has the game, but, of course, he's not ready to be out on his own. So, you know, his only requirement at this point right now is to finish school, and he's on his last year. And, of course, you know, if he needs to come home and put it back together and do what he got to do, then you know what? He's more than welcome to twice my child.
Damn.
And I have two more.
And so...
No. He got his own money. He got his own cards and all that. Stack your money up.
But he don't
as a culture, our black folks, we the only ones that's jumping out here saying, get out and go get your own. But the Mexicans and everybody else, they can stay the hell at home, stack up their goddamn money, you know what I'm saying, and then move out when they get ready. But us as black people, it's get out. My children don't have to. It's a moot conversation at this point,
oh,
but, you know, it's my children.
That girl said she's trying to use cultural differences. Like, really?
Right. Right. As I said, I don't have to have anybody, any man living, and that's why. This whole conversation at the end is why. This is why I don't care for anybody living with me.
Well, this is,
because
you know, and
my
kids are going to be my kids,
and they're going to be raised how I deem them to be raised.
But you say that
and
right
I can
now.
Really,
of course.
I don't care about
don't
no one else's opinion
men.
When it comes to my
kids. Yeah, but
kid.
I was going to say.
But you got men in training. Right. You don't have kids. You have men in training. You don't
okay.
have
Okay, and
right.
they still
you
can be home for whenever they get ready to leave.
For black, you say that now. I'm saying that now.
But you the man.
I respect that. As a
fucking man,
as a mother, of course, you're gonna feel that way. I mean, I understand where you're coming from. That's just a motherly instinct. But at the same time,
you understand that when you ain't a woman.
No. Listen to me, Smooth. Though they got a motherly instinct to nurture. That's just a woman. You know what I'm saying? So of course they gotta have that. But what I'm saying is that, but you and your 18-year-old y'all seem to be on good terms. Let him get out of pocket and let me see if you have that
he
same
do.
Energy.
And
okay.
that's why he's in Florida. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
because he gets out of pocket. But keep it in mind,
like,
that's
on.
Still my
like,
son, and I understand.
He banging
you
something out.
You
got to
love your kids differently.
He breaking.
I told you that.
You said no women in the house, and he banging some chick out or whatever. Or
no,
doing,
he know better.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to
he
say.
He know better on that. Now, he got his shit in here, too, but guess what? That's still, like, my
I know
kid,
better, and
you know
I still
saying?
Do the same shit.
Listen,
yeah,
when
I
got
18,
age, my people
I'm
didn't funny. Put me out. They didn't put nobody in the house out. But everybody... It's successful. Everybody
just,
doing their thing.
It.
You know what I'm saying? So
I did.
It just all depends on who you are and your
yeah,
mentality.
As an individual.
But with my family, like my mom, she was like, "Yeah, 18, you gotta go." My grandmother, yeah, nobody had to go at 18. You just had to do your thing, and everybody did just that. So it's all about the expectation that you set. You know what I'm saying? That's
yeah.
why it's like. You know, I want my kids to be comfortable. I do this shit for my kids, not for no grown-ass man. If my kids can't take care of themselves, then great, I can fall in. If I get with a man and we living in the same household and he can't take care of himself, then guess who got to do it? Me. I choose not to. So I would rather just not do the whole living together thing, and we can date, we can be together, we can do – I told you before, I can be married to you and not live in the same household as you. I'm okay with that. I'm an Aquarius.
Yeah.
I love my own space. Like, I don't really like humans 24/7. Like, I don't. I can be to myself and be A-okay. But, hey, take it to the World Famous Chop Up.
Yes, I'm right.
Yeah,
so,
all right. Let's make men and men again, goddamn. Fuck all
yeah,
that. I'm still going to get the last word. Y'all niggas tripping. Keep going.
No, what, I'm tripping. I was against you. Like, but
hey,
anyway,
bro,
like,
you said you understand what a female is thinking. Nigga, you ain't a female.
They nurture, man. What I'm trying to say.
Of course, but you can't. That's like a broad saying. She understand how a man feels when she ain't a man. Can a woman
you know
raise a man
works.
To be a man?
So smooth.
Can a faggot raise
smooth.
A man to be straight?
No. So, all right, so smooth. You mean to tell me if you fell on some hard times or whatever like this, and your mom's, you know, had a crib or whatever, you don't think your mom's
fell,
gonna say fuck
I
that?
I fell on hard times so many times, but I'm at where I'm at because I knew without a shadow of a doubt.
I get it. I understand that.
Without
I had the same mentality.
You
know
what I'm saying? Hey, bro, I was raised differently.
Like that.
Hey, I fell off so many times, but then at the same time, that made me push harder.
I got you, Smooth, and I'm not disagreeing with you, bro.
You see what I'm saying? If you have that fucking safety net, you ain't going to push hard. That's the whole purpose of being a fucking man.
Smooth, we're saying the same thing. I'm just
no,
looking
you
at
asked me
like
about my mama. You asked me if I fell in hard times, my mama had a house.
I
wouldn't go to my mama's house. Fuck no.
I'm saying
I wouldn't even go
over
there for a glass of water because I know she would try to satisfy my ass.
That's what, okay. That's you making my point. That's what I just said, and that's what black.
Yes, you would.
That's it. No, of course.
Yes, you would.
Sure. Many times.
I know you. Yeah, nigga, yeah, I took care of my
people. No, nigga, I took care of my people. If I ever got to a point where I thought I was fucking around and laying on their leg, nigga, I'd kill myself. Hell no.
Yeah, no, I can't even do it.
Well, who's to say my sons can't be home with me and still take care of me?
Man, look, I'm a man, you not.
Yeah.
You fucking up.
Listen, these are my boys. Going to the
no,
world famous chopper.
Those ain't boys. Those are men in training. This 365 days.
Go to the world
days.
Famous
yeah.
chop
they,
up.
God damn it, they fucking training. Train them 365 days a year.
Men in training.
For 18 years.
Hashtag, let's make men men again. All right, so this is the world famous chop up. So, you know, anything listening to the show, this is the part where I get the chance to talk my shit. And, you know, anything that I thought was interesting throughout the week, I'll bring it up here. So it was kind of a light week. I'm going to touch base on some stuff. You know what I'm saying? If y'all got some things y'all want to add to it, let me know. So first off, I wanted to give a shout out to, I mean, she's probably on the low because, like I said, my wife put me on and I like what she's doing. But I want to shout out this lady here. She's on Instagram. Her name is Tila Holcomb, black female, man. And like I said, I got this course right now. It's called, you know, like how to trade stock in 5 days. And the shit is dope. Like, you know what I'm saying? This is the shit that you're not getting in school and nothing like that. That, you know, as African-American community, we got to get, you know, just on point. You know what I'm saying? Real estate, stocks, you know what I'm saying? Shit that's going to give you ownership, you know what I'm saying? And not have to work for nobody, you know, making your money work for you. So I just want to shout that out, man. Yeah, passive income. So I just been on that shit, man. And it's just, you know, breaking that shit down, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can just really, to the point that everything that you're looking at, you know what I'm saying? You can just go ahead and look up the stock symbol and see where it's at, you know what I'm saying? And then once you...
I understand that, but you know you still have to watch the news for to become successful with that shit, right?
It's funny that you said that because...
I just made it so... No, it's not funny.
No, it's not funny.
I just want to throw their ass out there since you don't watch the news.
I get where you're coming from, you know what I'm saying?
All right, just make sure.
You know, so... but, yeah, so, you know, it's just been interesting peeping at, you know what I'm saying, as far as that, because, of course, you know, I guess you do want to kind of check out the news sometimes and look for upgrades and downgrades, you know what I'm saying, check for mergers and acquisitions, stock splits, you know, earnings releases. So, you know, I get where you're coming from. It's just I don't like the news to technology, but if you can just get to the meat and potatoes of it, then, you know, I get it. So shout out to that, you know what I'm saying? Also, switching gears a little bit, I just want to say rest in peace to John Witherspoon. That was Pops from the Fridays franchise, you know what I'm saying? With that Wayans Brothers show, you know, we lost a real funny dude, man, funny old dude, man, like, you know what I'm saying? He will be missed. Speaking of funny old dudes somewhat, you know what I'm saying? He's still kind of young at heart. Shout out to Eddie Murphy. Did y'all get a chance to see Dolomite? It was on Netflix.
Man, I seen the original Dolomite. I seen the Human Tornado. I seen Peter Weestar, the Devil's Son-in-Law.
Okay, yeah.
But if you ask me if you ask me if I'm seeing fucking My Name is Dolomite with Eddie Murphy, I ain't see that shit yet. Eventually I will, but
yeah,
no, I ain't fuck with it.
Cool. Yeah, shit, thumbs up, man. Like, you just ran it down, man. Like, damn, that's like three of Dolomite's popular movies right there. But Eddie Murphy did a phenomenal job as that, and it's just good to see him back out here, man. You know what I'm saying? Especially after losing like a dude like John Witherspoon, man. And shout out to Eddie Murphy for just, you know, keeping us laughing. You know what I'm saying? Because he's an iconic dude, man. So we gotta really, you know what I'm saying, while we got him here, it's just a blessing. So shout out to that. And what else was kind of cool, man, that I saw, and I know Black, you had talked about this maybe a few weeks back when Tyler Perry opened his Atlanta studios down there. The dope just, you know, picture that's been floating around the internet. It was like, I think Will Smith and Martin Lawrence is in Atlanta shooting Bad Boys 2. And then also Eddie Murphy is shooting Coming to America. But what's dope about it is they're shooting both of these movies on Tyler Perry's studios, on his lot. So it's just cool to see black excellence, man, and, like, you know what I'm saying, calling shots. And it's just good, man, just seeing joyful black men, man, just making moves, making each other laugh, and enjoying life, man. So I definitely respect the hell out of that. So shout out to
that. Who was that Nelly that made a comment to that picture, and he said, "This is what scares me because it's too great." You know what I'm saying? Like somebody
don't
is gonna
scared,
come along
though.
And try to,
Don't be scared. That's the thing. You know, that's another thing
You're supposed to be scared.
The
thing is, if you don't, if you have no fear, then you will never prepare yourself for a motherfucker coming up and trying to destroy you.
Okay.
You can't have
all
peace
right.
without war. You know that, right?
I get it. That makes a good point. But
be afraid. See, Black Wall Street, they wasn't afraid, and they got bombed.
Yeah.
Shout out to history.
Yeah, that's a good thing you just said. But at the same time, you know, what I'm just trying to say is that we're worthy of it. You know what I'm saying? Like don't speak positive. You know, and I know this is going to sound cliche, because like you said, it's a dog-eat-dog world, and, you know, the strong conquers the weak. I get all that. But at the same time, you know, and this is how mentality going into 2020, man, like, we just got to know that we're worthy of it, man. They switch things around, you know what I'm saying?
You gotta look at the history of the Jews. The Jews don't play around. If anything, if you throw a rock at the Jews, they're killing everybody.
Bro, I know.
There's a difference.
Brooklyn. They own
Brooklyn.
You see what I'm saying? I get it.
But if you throw a rock, go to Israel, my nigga. Palestinians, they throw a rock, we throwing this. We ain't playing with you. And that's the same way we supposed to be.
It's,
don't play with me in any form or fashion, because if I let you play with me once, bitch, you're going to play with me twice.
We can go on and on. But what I'm just trying to say is, you know, it's Black excellence at its finest. And, you know what I'm saying? And what I'm just saying is we're worthy of it. Like I hate to, you know, like, just let's just enjoy it and just go from there. You know what I'm saying? It's not speak nothing into existence, because it's just like, you know, right now it's just Black men. He's got a lot in Atlanta. They're shooting movies there. It's a joyful thing to watch. That's all I'm just trying to say. You know what I'm saying? And
so,
like, let's.
You remember you remember Martin Luther King, right?
I do.
All right, so Martin Luther King preached nonviolence, right?
Yep.
Right. But Martin Luther King still had a fucking army, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Those motherfuckers walked around with guns and everything else
that's
but they were preaching nonviolence, right?
That's a fact. I mean, I just,
so
you know.
You can't
and
have peace without violence. You know that, right?
And
you can't fuck around and enjoy wealth without somebody there to protect you. You always need to have a state of mind that somebody's coming after your shit. That's the only way you're going to survive.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's a dog-eat-dog world. So
right.
Tyler
so
Perry.
You can enjoy it all you want, but you still need to have motherfuckers out there searching, lurking.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Looking
for
motherfuckers that's coming up against you.
I'm sure. You know, and I'm just thinking, when you get into that, I'm just trying to say,
you look at Africa. Don't forget the richest motherfucker in the world, the Black man going around giving out gold. Look how Africa turned out after that shit.
Oh, yeah, Mansa Musa, yeah.
Right.
But
and they've been getting the dick ever since.
I mean, look, it's a doggy, bro. I understand. What you say earlier, Black? What you call it? I don't even want to just put this out there, but it's true. You know what you call it is the old phase, conquerors, I guess, by nature. You know what I'm saying? So you always got to be on the lookout for that. You know what I'm saying? So I get it. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, and what you're saying is true. I just hope Tyler Perry does dot his I's and cross his T's. You know what I'm saying?
Like you get it fucked up. I don't mean for Tyler Perry to dot his I's and cross his T's. It's everybody around Tyler Perry. You see what I'm saying? It's a cultural thing, which means everybody has to protect everybody. Notice I didn't say Israelis. I said Israel. That's the whole fucking country. That's everybody. If you throw one rock at one of us, we killing everybody.
So what you saying?
So if you throw one rock in fucking Tyler Perry, we killing everybody.
That's what we need
to do.
That's
how it's supposed to be.
Okay, no, I'm saying so. That's what you're saying. So I'm saying what you about to organize it? Like I'm just like what you saying? I'm just throwing it out there.
What the fuck you mean? What I'm saying? I just said what I said.
Okay, so All right. You know, that's it. Look, I was just trying to get to the gist of it. You know what I'm saying? But
Black brought up the Mexicans about how they let motherfuckers stay in the house and all this other bullshit until they get on their feet. That's pretty much every culture in some shape, form, or fashion, depending on if you're raised in the States. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody's supposed to take care of everybody of their own kind, right?
Yeah.
Meaning, notice, Nelly was like, damn, bro, if I'm scared because it's too great. Meaning, he already sees the potential of somebody coming around and fucking with it. Meaning, it's up to us to defend Tyler Perry. Nigga, we talking about the Tyler Perry studio, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying. That's why
we're talking about the vision. We're talking about the vision of one black man being independent from the Jewish organization in California, right?
Yes.
Okay, so to protect that vision, right, every black person is supposed to come together and protect it, right?
Protect.
They're
Tyler
supposed
Perry?
To look out for it. No, to protect the vision, my nigga.
Okay.
To protect the vision of being independent.
Okay. Yeah, you know, you're right. I got that. All right, there we go.
Okay.
Protect the vision of being independent. So that's why I was just saying, that's why I led the chop up with, let's you know, real estate, stocks. You know what I'm saying? That's the shit that's not in school. You know what I'm saying? And I'm saying that. And I'm, you know, I'm older now, and I'm seeing
but
that.
You can't give no example, though. You just said the broad 5 days becoming fucking a stockbroker or some shit.
Yeah.
But you ain't give no examples about it. Or insights to make a motherfucker more look into it.
Oh, well, yeah, no. Her name is Tila Holcomb, and she's on Instagram. Definitely follow her up. And what I'm just saying is it's a black woman, man. And the good thing about her is – she break the shit down, so it just I don't know. She break it down where I could just understand it. You know what I'm saying? She just I guess, you know, I'm gonna probably touch base back on it a little bit more after next week because it's 5 days. And what's nice about it too, I see the hustle. It's gonna evaporate in like 5 days. So you know, we had to get up on it because you can't just, you know, let it chill and come back to it. And you know, you got it's a sense of urgency because once it's gone, it's gone. But it's a lot of game. So, like I said, she talks about earnings releases, stock splits, like you were saying, news, you know, following economic news, market news, industry news, financial news, mergers and acquisitions, checking out upgrades and downgrades, you know, and stock buybacks. So, you know, all this language. And then, like I said, being able to read the ticker, you know what I'm saying? So you when you see – you know, you understand that it's basically three country clubs of the stock market, which is NASDAQ, the S&P, and then what's the other one? NASDAQ, S&P, what is it? NASDAQ, HMP? Anyway, you know, the three different joints. But like I said, I'm gonna get back to it a little bit more because this is something that I'm really you know, I'm really getting passionate about. But so, you know, so I'm just saying, you know, getting back to what you just said, Smooth, we got to work on, you know, just getting independent thinking, you know what I'm saying? So we're not dependent on this 9-to-5, you know what I'm saying, and all that stuff. So leaving your 9-to-5 so you can just invest in yourself and then, you know, have passive income and then be able to leave generational wealth, you know what I'm saying? So the next generation can come up and just be smarter than what we were, you know what I'm saying? So that's that, you know what I'm saying, getting on that. So, switching gears.
What about Kanye West openly denouncing pornography now that he is the Christian Kanye?
Oh, let me look. All right, so
what about
I'm gonna
the nigga just
rant.
To a concert in Baton Rouge the other day, so what about it?
So, yeah, look, so I'm not knocking Kanye right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of feeling Ye on his own thing, and I think he's gonna come back around. I just think he's doing it as kind of like promotional for the album, but I don't think it's
long
lasting.
Well, I mean, also keep in mind
too
that last year his taxes was what, $38 million that he had to pay, and then this year he got a check that covered the amount that he spent in taxes back. Of course, you know, he said, look at God. I said, look at Trump. But, you know, all of that campaigning he doing for Trump and them being close and, you know, all of the things that he's helping with Trump with his approval rate, you know, and Kim mm-hmm. K going out to the office, of course, they threw him a bone. You know, that's what happens when you do stuff like that.
Yeah.
So,
hell yeah.
He made yeah. 100-something million last year, and he paid like 35 or 38 million in taxes, 35 million in taxes, and then he just got that back from the IRS. He's like, look at God, I just up and got a refund check for this amount. I'm like, okay. So you never know.
Yeah, man, if you make $120,000, you wind up paying like at least $35,000 to $40,000 in taxes anyway. So if you play your cards right,
$120 million.
Right, but you still go by the numbers. 1 + 1 = 2. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So that's how much you pay. But if you actually do it the way you're supposed to do, you're supposed to get your fucking money back. It is what it is. But I ain't got nothing to do with this concert. Like, what exactly are you
no,
trying to bring up?
No,
like,
what concert?
Exactly
did he do a gospel concert in Baton Rouge, or did he do one of his own? Because he said he's not doing none of his own songs no more.
He did a gospel concert. Matter of fact, he did the shit on the church grounds and shit.
So he did he brought the Sunday service in Baton Rouge.
Right.
That's what's up.
Friday.
He's been to. He was in Queens.
Friday or Thursday or some shit. So, I mean, if she's serious about it, then he's serious about it. It is what it is. Like, but the problem is motherfuckers want to make like slide ass little flick ass comments and shit, and they wait for him to fall. Hey,
and then
the one thing too.
Yeah, and then the one thing too, man, I've been feeling, you know, is you know, I've seen him on a couple of interviews or whatever, and he just explained himself. You know what I'm saying? As far as I didn't take the proper notes on to really go in on it, but one of the things that just caught my attention was when he was talking about the whole Trump shit, like, and he was just saying like, you know, and I agree with him totally on this part where it's like, you know, because like let's agree to disagree. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I fuck with Trump, and I go through this a lot of times. That's why I don't even bring it up, politics and just everyday conversations with just different people, because I know, especially in New York, how people are. You know what I'm saying? Like, they people are so, like, brainwashed to a certain extent as far as this liberal mentality. So he was just – when one of his interviews, I think it was with the dude from the West Coast, the Big Boys Neighborhood or whatever I think his name is. But anyway, he had a sit-down with him. And one of the points he was just saying is, like, I wasn't fucking with Hillary Clinton. And I don't appreciate white liberals telling black people who they should vote for. And that's the main shit you get. You know what I'm saying? With all this liberal shit going on. Like, Obama did his thing for 8 years. I love seeing him in office and all that stuff. But, you know, I had, like, different things that I didn't agree with everything that Obama did. But Obama set such a high bar that we're just so brainwashed as far as just thinking that it's got to be democratic for black people to be prominent or successful in this country. And that's the shit that got us all fucked up in a way. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to get some of those Republican qualities, because that's the bossing up qualities. You know what I'm saying? As far as ownership and shit like that and moving from a dependent standpoint, this you know, the welfare system and stuff like that. Granted, it can help, but a lot of times if somebody give me some shit for free, that's what I'm trying to say. It's coming with complications. So, you know, I'm kind of feeling it. And then, as far as the Jesus is King album, like I said, I had at the beginning, like, I couldn't really grasp it because, like I said, I'm a spiritual dude. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I'm not gonna knock any religion because whatever got you doing right, hey. You know what I'm saying? Who am I to talk you out of it? And, you know, if you ask me questions about my spirituality, I'm going to tell you how I feel, but I'm not going to just talk you out of whatever got you on your path. And what I'll say about the album is it's jewels and everything. You know what I'm saying? So as far as religion, you know what I'm saying? Like, I might not follow this certain religion. I don't follow Islam or anything like that, but I definitely caught some jewels from Islam, the brothership point of view, the peacefulness, you know what I'm saying, how it can structure your life. It's not for me, but that's some jewels. Christianity, you know, it's some jewels in that, you know, to, like, I don't worship Christ, but I want to be Christ-like, you know what I'm saying? So, and with the album, it's a good balance, because I love fucking ratchet-ass rap music. Like, I'll love that shit to the day I die, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I love rap music, I'm going to talk about this next ratchet shit that I'm listening to right now. But at the same time, it is good to have, like, a nice balance, you know what I'm saying? I just want to hear some something positive and something that's just uplifting. And to me, he did that. And then, like I said, if you're going to do it, I don't like gospel music because a lot of times it's just corny to me. You know what I'm saying? But if you're going to do it, I'd rather have one of the best rap artists or best artists out here doing it, which is Kanye. So if you're going to be passionate about it, do it. You know what I'm saying? So that's my whole take on Ye. So, yeah, so that's that. So speaking of ratchet shit, shout out to West Side Gun. I've been really feeling their whole movement, man. It's Griselda movement they got going on, man. It's just like these cats is out of Buffalo, New York. You got Benny the Butcher, you got Conway, and you got West Side Gun. And Conway is interesting too. It's like three of them. They're like a three-headed monster right now. Conway is interesting too because if you look at this dude's face, the dude's face is twisted because he actually got shot in the head. The bullet like went through his neck, came out like, I don't know, something crazy, like came out of his neck, got shot in the head. So it's like his whole face is kind of distorted. But dude got bars, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, he got stories for days, you know what I'm saying? Just to survive that shit is crazy. And then, like I said, Benny the Butcher is one of the newest dudes that I didn't see that's just really coming on. So, and they from Buffalo, this grimy New York shit is just crazy. And then West Side Gun was kind of about him. You know, it was a mixture of, like, fashion and street life and all types of shit. So shout out to that. And then like the name of the series that he has, Hitler Wears Hermes, is just a interesting little kind of slogan. You know what I'm saying? Hitler Wears Hermes. But it's interesting. So he dropped Hitler Wears Hermes 7. So if you just like some grimy New York street tales, definitely recommend that. And then, so the last part of the chop up, and then I'll let y'all come in if y'all had anything that y'all was tripping on during the week, is something I'm kind of sad about, man. Solange, like my wife was just telling me earlier, I had to just Google it, but Solange is getting a divorce. And I'm like, damn. I'm like, damn. And I say damn because, like, even Black, when you told me that you was getting married a few months ago, I was like legit happy for you, man. And you know, I know things happen, but I get emotional about that shit. I do. I mean, maybe I shouldn't, but I do.
Well,
that's
here's
why,
the thing. Like,
go ahead. We'll talk about it. Go ahead.
I'm glad you brought up this whole. I'm glad you brought up this whole thing.
Let's talk about it. Trust me, give off your chest.
I already knew about this Solange thing that was going on, but I make it a habit to not spill tea before it comes out just because of where I get my tea from. But she already dealing with somebody else. And so what I've been
like
thinking
that?
About is, and that's going to come out sooner than later as well. Sooner now, who she's been dealing with. Her and her husband kind of been split up, so they just kind of kept it under wraps, you know. But I'm starting to realize that, and like I said before, like, this shit is all a game. It's all a gimmick. Like, yeah, everybody want a ring. Everybody want the wedding. But I just feel like I just want to focus on what I'm doing. Like, everything that you see from the whole marriage thing is just an illusion. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just an illusion. And I don't want to have to answer to nobody. Like, I just don't want it. I don't want to have to answer to nobody. I don't want to have to, you know, like, listen, trust me. Me and my son and father, we at odds because I don't want to follow suit. And for me, like, he's not asking for a lot, but I feel like you shouldn't even ask me for anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want anything that makes me feel tied down at this stage right now. Like, I've tried it. And it's okay to love. I'm not denouncing love, you know. But just all that extra shit, like, why? For what? Because that's going to put extra strain on it. You know, you're going to be in the what you can't do. And if you do this and we get in a divorce, like, fuck all that. You rock with me, rock with me without any of that extra stuff. I don't need to go ask nobody to break nothing up. And I don't need nobody telling me how much I got to. I don't need none of that.
Well, I'm going to say the reason why I'm a little sad. reason why I'm a little sad for the whole Solange thing is this. Because I wasn't a fan of Solange until recently. So, actually, like, I really started fucking with Solange once she did get married. And I'm on the outside looking at this. I don't know the ins and outs. I'm just on the outside looking at it, right? So, the optics of it. So, Solange got married to this dude, and I remember, I think my wife was showing me, like, oh, look at this. And, like, they got married in New Orleans, and, you know what I'm saying? She really gravitated, you know, because Solange and Beyonce is from Houston, but it's like she gravitated to that whole New Orleans kind of culture, you know what I'm saying? Whereas Beyonce is still Houston. I don't get Houston when I see Solange or listen to Solange. I get, like, a more New Orleans feel, and I think her dude might be from Louisiana or something like that. I don't know, but he seemed like it. So, you know, they had a great wedding, and then, you know, I respect the dude, too, because they got married, and Solange, she got, what, a son from a previous relationship, but, you know, they made it work. And, you know, I remember seeing they pictures, you know, they were riding bikes and all down, you know, I don't know the street in New Orleans, but it seemed like the Bourbon Street or wherever they do the freaking Mardi Gras. So, look, I just got caught up. And then after that, you know what I'm saying, it seemed like she came into her womanhood, you know what I'm saying, when she – the whole shit with Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying? When they was at the, they was in New York at one of the, I forgot what the fuck they call that shit, but when they, I think it was like the Met Ball or something, Met Gala or something like that, or some shit. I think it was in the Brooklyn Museum, where she confronted Jay-Z and it was in the elevator and shit like that. And she was like, you know, sticking up for her sister. I think Jay-Z was doing some shit. So anyway, and she drops the album, Seat at the Table. And Seat at the Table, that was the first Solange album that I was like, yo, I can rock with this. You know, see, Master P, I don't know if y'all heard that. That's a great album if you haven't heard it. But Master P was, like, you know, hosting it. And she had a follow-up album, I forget the name. So I just liked her own vibe to the point now that I like her better than Beyonce. I don't even know who her husband is, but I can definitely see, like, her husband's influence. I'm just saying, like, I really gravitated to her energy, and I hope now that, you know, that they're getting a divorce, that it doesn't change. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. It's like when I go to a wedding, you know, you just say, you know, everybody's so happy, and you're like really just there for this couple, and y'all, you know, it's just good vibes. And then when you hear that they broke up, it's just like, or getting a divorce, it's like, damn. But it's reality, you know what I'm saying, at the same time. But, you know, so I just wanted to shout that out. That's pretty much it, man. You know what I'm saying? That's the chopper for this week. So, I mean, what else y'all got?
Oh, wow. Well, that was kind of short. Okay. Let me
shit,
see here.
I don't want to talk shit about my Browns. I'm pissed off about that shit. I don't even want to talk about them.
YouTube people.
What you mean?
Yeah.
YouTube.
No, you.
Oh yeah, y'all be putting me on. I don't know nothing about YouTube, man. So y'all, anytime I hear about YouTube, is I'm y'all put me on.
Send me show topics.
Send you show topics, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we can grasp it.
What the hell does that even mean? So you said okay, but like, nigga, what the hell does that even mean? Send you show topics about what?
That was random.
For the show.
This show, you're talking about YouTube, because
yeah,
somebody said YouTube.
No,
so
I got YouTube. I like the fact, but it's just the whole point of me getting dressed up. So I have to see something, but I'll text you, not for next week, but the week after that. For like a couple weeks, we may have to start out with the world-famous chop-up at the beginning of the show, and then I come in after that, but I'll give you those details. It's got something that's coming up for the next couple of weeks or so. But, yeah, show topics. Make sure you guys check out my website, thenewmisslovelyblack.com, thenewmisslovelyblack.com. I just tweeted out the link for tonight's show for Mo Benz on Twitter. You go to my website,
yeah.
You can find all of my social medias and contact me via my website as well. And, again, salute to Slay Queens Magazine for the feature. Big ups to you guys. That really meant a lot with what I'm doing and where I'm going. And Mo Benz.
Yeah, I'll take it from here. I'll grab the baton. So, yeah, definitely, you know, check out the Twitter feed. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a real adult talk, you know, spelled T-A-W-K. Definitely follow us on there. You know what I'm saying? I always got some interesting shit that that kind of gets me ready for the chop up shit I'm seeing on there. Shout out to all the females on Twitter, man. Just shout out to that. Also, too, if you want to put a face with the voice, definitely holler me on Instagram, and that's just MOBINNS. Just slide in my DMs, man. Like, emails is like, yeah, I mean, if you want to, you know, get information about the show, being a guest, you definitely email me at mobins@gmail.com. But it's all about the DMs, man. Just slide into the DMs, and we can just get it popping from there. Also, at the beginning when I was talking about that whole stock shit, I was saying, I'm just, you know, and I don't want to be rambling, but I'm just so excited, man. I like when I'm learning something that I'm passionate about, man, that's going to make some money. You know what I'm saying? I get passionate. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to talk about it. And especially too, Smooth, I know you into this, man. So it'll be good. You know, maybe we can talk about it on some future shows. But the three things, I couldn't think of it. So it's three different country clubs. You know what I'm saying? As far as that stock shit is concerned. So you got NASDAQ. Of course, that's a lot of tech stocks. And you got the S&P, and then you got
the Dow Jones.
Yeah, so those are the three. Those are the three ones right there. And like I said, for anybody that want to follow the person I'm telling you about, that's been inspiring me, man. Black woman, smart man. She's doing her thing. Her name is Tila Holcomb, and I'm gonna spell it out for you. So that's what she's on. I guess on Twitter and Instagram. I just followed her on Instagram. So first name is Tila, spelled like the rapper. I don't almost remember the rapper Tila back in the day, but T-E-L-A is her first name, and the last name is Holcomb. That's H-O-L-C-O-M-D. And like I said, man, it's been game-changing, man. Like, being able to kind of just look up, because especially in New York 42, you look at the stock shit at 42nd Street, and you can just see it. It's always constantly. And just to be able to kind of look up there and just decipher that shit, because for so long, I had no clue what that shit meant, man. But I knew that shit was important. So now I'm just really starting to just be able to decipher the shit. And then also, too, like I said, those are stock symbols, you know what I'm saying? So anything that you might use, this is, you know, some games you've been telling me about, that you might use, just look up what the stock symbol is, you know what I'm saying? So Apple, you know what I'm saying? Apple's an expensive stock, but, yeah, you want to just track to see what
it
is?
Yeah, you don't want no Apple, man.
Yeah, I am peeping out a couple joints.
Motherfucker, Apple don't even give you dividends, so, like, you don't want no Apple.
Okay.
Apple's for the motherfucker that's been in the game already.
Yeah, because it's very expensive. Because I have my notes here. I only got a couple of moments left, but a couple joints. I'm just going to throw it out there for the people. You know, why not? I don't even know what I did with it. But I have some notes because I'm just doing, like, some like, practice trades and stuff like that. But a couple of things that I was just like, you know what? These shits are kind of interesting. I'm just going to keep my eye on was – 3 minutes left, but I was at this stock called tech company called Slack. You know, I use it for my real estate shit. But the stock symbol is work, and it's like a $20 stock right now. That's kind of good. Kind of feeling that, and then just some shits that I was like peeping, like, okay, this shit might bubble up. I was peeping out Smile Direct Club. That shit is like fucking $13 right now for the stock. And a couple other things. I was looking at PayPal, Roku, you know what I'm saying? So it's a couple things, you know what I'm saying?
90 seconds.
Is an interesting one. So that's it, you know what I'm saying? But it's cool. You can just, you know, when you and then you can go to Yahoo Finance, and then you can kind of track it and see what the different stocks have been doing for, you know, the past, like, weekly
that's
or whatever.
That's what you said, yeah.
Yeah, man. So I'm getting it. So yeah, Yahoo Finance. That shit is legit. So anyway, definitely check us out. This is what we do every Sunday. Real talk. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Smooth for the check in. Shout out to Black as always. And you know, everybody be safe.
Man, shout out to that fucking Popeyes down the street that refused to open up today.
Oh shit! You was trying to get that chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
Chicken sandwich about to be back. Yeah. About time.
Them niggas said we ain't even opening up. Fuck yeah.
The Popeye's chicken sandwich is about to return, man. I'm excited about
that. It returned today?
Oh, today. Today was a drop day. Okay.
Yeah, that's why the motherfucker ain't open up. They said, nope, we ain't fucking with y'all.
That's what's up, man. Popeye's chicken might make a lot. Oh, I need to see if they got if they fucking public. You know what I'm saying? Let me check that shit out. Fuck it. So, yeah, man, everybody be safe, man. You know how we do every Sunday night. Check us, 9 p.m. Eastern Time live.
Same time, same place, next week. Let's do it.
All right, peace,
peace,
peace. Peace.
So
what?